Hannah Stanley here on WGN, filling in today for Patty Vasquez. It is the Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez show without Patty Vasquez. She will be back on Monday, I am told, for your entertainment, but she had other engagements this evening and took the night off. Craig is with me.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi, Craig.
Hey. Nice to see you.
I get to work with you, and I'm very excited about that.
I am, too. I'm sad we didn't get Tom Skilling tonight, because that's usually what happens when you and I work together.
I know.
But at least we get each other.
And everybody is jealous, and I think that that word got back to him, and he felt bad about it.
Because you're right, actually.
Everybody's like, why do you get Tom Skilling?
And why does nobody else get him?
I'm like, Ro gets Tom Skilling. Why every can't
day.
We have him?
Ro gets him every day.
Yep.
It's not even fair.
Which I was on with Ro, and I got to talk to Tom Skilling.
It's amazing. He is like a beetle.
Had I known I was going to be here tonight,
right.
I would have asked.
You should have asked him on the air. You guilt him on the air to do your show.
I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Next time.
I didn't know. So we have a tremendous, albeit a little bit shorter than normal, program tonight. There, and boy, are we running the gamut. We've got all kinds of guests. We're talking fitness. We're talking holiday decorating. We're talking word of the year and how I think it's stupid. Not the whole practice of word of the year, but just this particular word of the year. So stay tuned for that. We are, what am I missing? Oh, Disney. There's something Disney that you personally can own. That's really, really cool. That's coming up.
Well, and side note, Mickey Mouse will be in Chicago tomorrow. So that's also cool.
Now,
I know that's not on a rundown, but I like to mention Mickey Mouse when he's around.
Well, and it's appropriate because it's his birthday.
Oh, is it?
Today is.
How old is Mickey?
Older than me.
Nice.
He doesn't like to talk about
his
age.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not polite. No, today is actually his birthday. But I have heard tell that given his advanced age, he is opening the parade, but from Disney World. But I think I misread that. And that it's Mickey and Minnie from Disney World will be here.
Got it. Okay, good. Because he's always on the float pointing the little magic wand that turns all the lights on. So without Mickey Mouse, I don't know how the lights go on downtown.
No, because I don't want to disclose anything. He's the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Right. I've seen that.
Okay. Yeah. Spoiler alert on that.
He was born on November 18th in 1928.
Oh, sure. 1928. Mm-hmm. That's why all the...
Right. So he had never seen a Cubs World Series, by the way, either, until now. Way to go, Mickey Mouse. You made it, bud.
That's who took my tickets.
Yeah, there you go.
So he's what, 80?
I don't want to do math. There was no math mentioned to
he's
do tonight's
70,
show.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, figure that out, please.
Please, someone call
why,
in.
That's why we have calculators.
88? He would be 88, right?
I think.
Yeah. Okay. He's turning 90 in 2 years.
That's what I think.
Good job, Mickey.
Joining me in studio, we have to kick this off right away because... short show. Because, by the way, go Blackhawks. That's why. And I have said this before, I will always give time from shows that I am hosting to the mighty, mighty Chicago Blackhawks. Respect the Indian. Joining me in studio, we are going to be talking about an article called, and I love this, and Craig and I both endorse this fully, Running is the Worst Way to Get Fit. Craig is clapping. You can't hear him, but he's clapping. Joining me in studio from the Spot Fitness Studios in Park Ridge, Illinois, is Cesar Castagnon. Did I say that correctly?
You sure did.
Close enough, at least. Okay. So, Cesar, I thank you, one, for coming in. I completely appreciate it. But also, you are a personal trainer, certified. This is your business. This is your life's work.
That is correct.
You've read the article.
Mm-hmm.
What the article was saying... To summarize, and you can correct me if I'm leaving glaring holes, running is the worst way to get fit in that it doesn't necessarily lead to weight loss and quote unquote fitness.
Well, when we're looking at weight loss, what's the best way to do it, right?
Right.
And it's basically stating that running for a long period of time isn't the best way of doing it. It's more so circuit training. It's more implementing a strength training program into your regimen. And also something that the article kind of misses is functional training, functional movement, getting the body to move properly to get the full potential out of certain muscle groups, get big ranges of motion, and also the diet. So that's something that you need to implement into your regimen in order to get the maximum potential out of your weight loss goals.
Okay, so when people, and I've done this, I've trained to run a 5K. I was actually capable of running a 5K, and then there was a whole weather issue, and the 5K was canceled that right. I was supposed to run, and then I was like, well, that was, okay, I'm done. That was obviously telling me I should not be doing this. So I have the ability to run for, let's say, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. or I did. But what I noticed is that I wasn't losing a ton of weight while I was doing this. I was increasing my ability to do this, but I also started having pain in my joints. I was having knee pain. I was having some ankle pain. And that's what this article touched on, was that running doesn't necessarily help you improve muscle, or it helps your
cardiovascular.
Correct. People love it because it burns a lot of calories, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the risk for injury is much higher.
Right. And it kind of goes down to if you're able to move properly. So if you're able to do a certain movement properly, then you're not going to have any issues. But for most people, you're in a seated position 8 to 10 hours a day for work. And then you're going to go out and you're going to run for 40 minutes. You're going to run for an hour. Your body's not used to moving that type of way. So you're going to start to cause issues in the knees and the lower back. Shoulders. If you have a weak core, then you're going to start to just really start crumbling down everywhere else.
Okay, so because it's a repetitive motion and it's a little bit, well, it would be higher impact, the jarring of the running, because the bodies aren't built up for that mm-hmm. through the other types of training, this is where there's risks for injury.
That, yes, and also For that long of a distance to run, I think like a 10K or a 5K,
mm-hmm.
you can do the same amount of calorie burn in a 15 to 20 minute high intensity workout.
I would prefer that.
I think
that
would be.
I enjoy.
If you can lessen the time in the gym, I think it's a little bit better for everyone.
Yes, I would prefer faster and more effective is always what I try. That's the line I want to be in. So as a personal trainer, as someone from the Spot Fitness Studios in Park Ridge, what would be, and I know that this is going to be more specific per person and based on what their needs, but what would you say would be the best way to achieve fitness and if that is your goal, then lose weight?
It would definitely be through increasing mobility, stability, and flexibility. All those are going to be connected into increasing your strength. So strength is so important because with strength comes muscle. If your goal is to lose fat and to keep that fat off, then you want to keep muscle. Muscle increases your metabolism naturally. So the more muscle you have, the more you're going to burn just sitting here talking on the radio. So you want to increase your muscle mass. So it'd definitely be by implementing functional movements, getting the body to move properly,
mm-hmm.
Getting an adequate diet into your daily routine, and then through that go into more strength training exercise, more high intensity, not necessarily run for an hour and a half every single day, because that what it does is it increases your cortisol levels. Now cortisol, what it does is with an increase of cortisol is a decrease of testosterone. So your body starts to break down muscle. Your body won't be able to retain muscle or build muscle. So again, everything kind of goes back to trying to keep muscle, getting the body to move properly.
That seems so obvious, and yet that's not what we hear.
Right.
Except for you. So now I think you're a genius.
Right. And most people are saying, oh, you have to cardio day. When in reality, you don't. Sometimes less is more. Focus more on mobility, focus more on stability, getting the body to move properly, and you're going to get a bigger response from your central nervous system whenever you do work out, so then you'll be able to burn more. You'll be able to get the results a lot quicker.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break and pay bills. That's what we do here. And then come back with Caesar, and then we also have another special guest, and we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez. More on WGN right after this. Hannah Stanley here. doing paperwork, hosting a show. Things are happening. I'm filling in tonight for Patty Vasquez. This is her show, pretty late. We will be here with you until 2 a.m. And then Matt Bubala will take over. Boy, does he have a cool guest on this evening. You know that girl, Craig, that has traveled or is about to have traveled to every country in the world?
Oh, my God. That girl?
She's on with Matt Bubala.
That's awesome.
I know.
I want to talk to that person.
I think you should
stay. Why don't we just both stay? I can text Matt.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
He's eaten my donuts.
There is talk, time and again, Patty and I talk about setting the record for most time doing one show. Yeah. I think tonight's the night. Let's do it. You set it first, and then she'll break it.
Patty would be so mad. I almost beat her record for the shortest show ever.
Oh, man.
And then they were like, no, we're just going to go Cubs pregame a little bit longer. It was going to be like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm like, I'm ready.
By the way, I think other people that would be mad are all the hosts we would stay in front of instead of. They would probably also be upset.
I think Lou would be able to muscle his ass.
Yeah, you're right.
In the morning. So in studio, when I stopped talking with Craig, the producer, my friend, in studio, I have Cesar Castagnon from the Spot Fitness Studios in Park Ridge. You can get more information at thespotfitnessstudios.com. That is plural studios, thespotfitnessstudios.com. And you're going to want to know about that. Because of what we're going to talk about next. We were discussing, and we can continue to discuss, an article that we found in, is it vice.com? It was tonic.vice.com. And the title is fantastic, Running is the Worst Way to Get Fit. And I love it. And what Cesar was telling us in the past segment was that it really messes with your cortisol levels. It ups those and then makes it gosh darn difficult to lose fat. Is that accurate?
More to create or maintain muscle.
Maintain muscle. Mm-hmm. But the more muscle you have, that burns the fat.
Exactly. Yeah, the more, if I get...
I have to really build up more muscle.
If I get two individuals who are both 150 pounds, one of them has, let's say, 5% body fat, and the other has 30% body fat. Mm-hmm. I keep them both standing together in the same room for an hour. The individual with the lower body fat is going to burn a lot more calories naturally just standing there than the individual with the higher percent body fat. So we want to try to lessen the amount of cortisol that our body produces. Mm-hmm. So running for a long time or long distances, it's not going to help with that.
Fascinating stuff. If you have questions, you can text or call them in to 312-981-7200. It is the exact same number to text or call, 312-981-7200. Cesar will be with us for the rest of the segment. Here's how I found Cesar and the Spot Fitness Studios in Park Ridge. My very good friend, Scott Ramsey, is here in studio with us.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello, Scotty. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you.
You as well. Scott, you called me months and months ago and said, I have a story for you, mm-hmm. and you need to talk about this mm-hmm. on the air. And then began telling me about a fitness studio, which happened to be the Spot, yeah. Fitness Studios in Park Ridge, and how you had gotten involved with a 90-day challenge
right.
through this program. Mm-hmm. And you have had tremendous success doing this. And it was valuable enough to you that you, who lives in the city, north of the city, right. Were going to Park Ridge multiple times a week to train with these guys.
Right. So I happened upon a Facebook post by a colleague of mine at Lyric Opera, who had trained with the other trainer at the Spot, and suggested, you know, hey friends, you know, who are interested in doing this, they're going to do, you know, a 90-day challenge, and you know, if you're get chosen, you get to do it for 90 days for free. And I was like, yeah, right. I'll never get chosen.
Again, that
yeah.
is a line I want to be
right.
in.
And yeah. I was like, that'll never happen. But for whatever reason, that date, you know, the date kind of stuck in my head. And I literally, you know, as you and I were just talking about, you know, just being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. I was in the parking lot garage of Trader Joe's after saying, I'm only going to get these three things when I go in. You come back, you know, with four bags.
Right. Mistakes
you know,
were made.
Right. It's like Target.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm doing a video right now. And in the car, I made the video and sent it. And within a week, I was talking with both Caesar and Matt about my experience and everything, you know, my health issues and everything, and being in the arts, how detrimental being overweight was, you know, to the look of what we have to have on stage. And so I was very blessed to be chosen by these guys. And of course, after you know, chatting with them and everything about it, hearing it's in Park Ridge, I was like, oh no, I live in Uptown. but it was actually, you know, much easier to get there than I thought. You know, the train, the Metro, literally stops outside their door. And I'm not even joking. Like, I get off the train and I'm in the studio within a minute. Like, it's awesome.
And the experience for you was incredibly successful.
Yeah. Yeah, really great. You know, both the trainers, Matt and Caesar, worked with me for 3 days a week. I think it was for 90 days. And we did, you know, Caesar helped me figure out the food intake that I was taking in. A lot of scientific stuff that I don't understand. I'm not real good with numbers.
You're an opera singer.
Right,
it's not
music,
your deal.
Not numbers. Yeah. but he was really great at kind of, you know, mapping out everything that I had to do in order to take in the right amount of calories for a workout day versus a non-workout day. Mm-hmm. And really sticking to that kind of blew my mind that, wow, I remember texting him, does this mean I have to eat the same thing every night? Like, if I map this out, and he was like, yeah. And that was hell. But I found a new freedom in that, in like, I know what I'm going to have and I don't have to worry about it.
It's like wearing a uniform to school.
Right.
It kind of sucks because you don't have the variety, right. But at the same time, you're like, I know what I'm wearing. I don't have to go through that
exactly,
drama.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And if I can prep all that stuff ahead of time, there's no worry. There's no stress. It's all done. And so that's, you know, they've taught me how to do that. And then the workouts, one of the things that Caesar was talking about was flexibility and all those things. And that was literally like the first almost month that we worked together was like physical therapy. Just my hips were out of whack, my shoulder, you know, I have a bum shoulder. And we worked really hard on flexibility and getting those things back in order so that I was able to do all of the exercises correctly.
And that's... Are you able to stay with us for another segment? Because I do want to talk to you about that, because there's so many things that I hear trainers talk like, well, you're doing it so wrong. I hear this in yoga. I hear this from personal trainers. I hear this from running coaches.
Right.
So if you can stay with us, we're going to take a break. And then in 2 minutes, we're going to get you guys to the news. And then we're going to talk to Caesar and Scott as well. And then Scott, who did mention slightly that he's an opera singer, is going to talk about a new project that he has coming up in the city as well. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez on WGN. You know, you don't bump me back with Huey Lewis in the news often enough, Craig. Please make a note of that, if you would. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez. This is her show, Pretty Late, with Patty Vasquez. That's sort of the parentheses that that goes. It's the more commonly known title is the Patty Vasquez Show. We are talking currently with Caesar Castagnon. Love that name. You are with the Spot Fitness Studios, which is located in Park Ridge, Illinois. And as our other guest, Scott Ramsey, has mentioned, it is like right there off the train.
Yeah.
You fall off the train and you're in
literally
the Spot Fitness Studios. You can get more information at the spotfitnessstudios.com. If you have any questions, and we have some coming in that we're going to cover, 312-981-7200 is the phone and text line. This is a great one that came in right before we went to the news. And he says 847, male, 58 years old, 5'10". 320 pounds. Any hope? And what's the best start?
Oh, of course. I think the best start would be going through a screen with him. I think most trainers don't really do this. And it's really essential to really figure out where your starting point is. So I wouldn't be able to tell you, okay, let's go into squats, let's go into push-ups, without really seeing how your body moves and without seeing if it can perform these certain movements. So the first step would go through a functional movement screen. So that's just how your body moves naturally through certain movement patterns. From there, we'd go into a diet plan and then start going into mobility, stability, and flexibility and strength programs. But first, definitely, is a screening with him. And he's, what was his weight?
320.
320. without a doubt. When Scott first started with us, the first 30 days, he lost about 19 to 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. We had a female contestant. She lost 24 pounds in the 30 days. That's all through functional movement training and diet.
Okay, diet is hugely important. But I also like that you're talking about how to properly do these movements. And that's what I wanted to talk about. We have a caller we're going to get to in just a moment. But how frequently are you seeing people come in and do these exercises incorrectly?
Almost every day. And I think the biggest thing is that you have now these platforms like YouTube and Instagram where you have these individuals who aren't, let's say, certified personal trainers. They don't have much experience with it, but they have the image, they have the look, and they're doing an exercise a certain way. And in reality, they're doing it improperly, but because they have a big following, because they have the body, because they have those sexy workouts, people think that, oh, that's the way to do it. That's mm-hmm. the correct way to do it. And in reality, it's not. So you have a vast majority of people coming in through Instagram videos, through YouTube videos, doing these exercises just improperly.
I've had this happen when I've done yoga primarily, mm-hmm. and I think I'm doing this posture absolutely correct, and the yoga instructor will come over and shift my arm or my leg or whatever, and I go, oh, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Because your body's so used to that posture, that position, it's like that's its home, so it wants to go back to that position. A lot of the times, if you're seated for work, if you're at a desk job, you tend to roll your shoulders forward. Mm-hmm. You tend to hunch your back. So you won't have a big enough range of motion in your shoulders from that. You need to open up the chest. You need to allow the muscles along your back, your chest, and your shoulders to be able to relax to fully get the full range of motion that you need and increase your posture.
Fascinating. Tell me, and then we're going to get to the caller, the diet is crucial, and you said this off the air before we were talking about the article. It really isn't as addressed as it could be, and I think people make a lot of mistakes. Well, I know I do.
Definitely. When it comes down to it, your diet's going to be anywhere between 60-70% of your results. You can go to the gym every single day, beat your body up for an hour every single day, but if your diet isn't in check, you're never going to get the results. You're just keep beating up the body.
One of the very first things they said to me was, your abs were made in the kitchen, not in the gym. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And I get it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, let's go to the caller. Murray, you're on WGN.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
So I don't know if he was touching on it with that functional movement screen, if that would pretty much lay the foundation for me, but how do I know if my trainer has created a program that is specifically for me? Are there things that I should look for, like cookie cutter workout, or is there tendencies? Because I want to make sure if I'm paying good money,
right,
getting a specifically designed program for me, and not something that I can find on YouTube.
I think one of the biggest things that you can do, and one of the easiest ways that you can find out if your trainer is giving you the proper information, is through one of the most basic movements that most people do is a squat.
Okay.
So going back to that sedentary lifestyle of taking a seat, and you're at work and you're seated for 8 to 9 hours, you're going to be tight around certain areas. So if you're squatting and you're automatically, your knees are surpassing the toe line and you have a hip hinge, so you're leaning forward, you're deactivating your glutes, you're putting a lot more stress on your lower back, your core is inactivated, your hip flexors are taking most of this load, so you're becoming very quad dominant. So if you're already right off the bat leaning forward when you're squatting and your trainer is telling you, all right, we're going to put a bar on you and we're going to do this. We're going to put some plates on this and have you come down as far down as you can, but you're leaning forward, your heels are off the ground. That's a sure tell sign that your trainer isn't giving you the proper instruction on how to move properly and how to increase your mobility and flexibility and strength. So what you need to do is you need to start rolling out and you start doing some myofascial release, start doing some yoga. But definitely, find a trainer. You can find us at the Spot Fitness Studios in Park Ridge, Illinois.
No, that's good. That's fine. You can totally promote yourself. but it is, I've often told people if your doctor isn't necessarily giving you the right information, and Murray, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. If your doctor isn't, you know, acting like a teammate, a partner, find a new doctor, because there are doctors out there that will do this. And this is very similar. Don't go to the gym that's close to you necessarily if it's not going to be something that's structured to help you long term.
Right. And if it's right off the bat, if you're feeling pain during a certain movement and your trainer keeps telling you to do it, you need to stop doing it. You should never feel pain during a movement. You should always be with an individual who can modify whatever movement you need to do, whether if it's a shoulder press, whether if it's a lunge. There needs to be progression and regression to every single movement that you do.
And that's what Scott talked about as well, who was part of your 90-day challenge, that a lot of what you started with was sort of physical therapy almost to get you where you were capable to do of these exercises.
Right, right. And it was, you know, for me, it was a lot of, you know, what he was talking about, even just doing the basic things like squats. You know, I wasn't doing them correctly. And I remember one day we spent almost an hour and a half just doing, you know, the basics of doing, you know, squats and lunges and things of that nature, and, you know, step ups and things that I took for granted that I thought I was doing correctly that I totally wasn't, you know. And now when I go into a class and I work with them, I work in a class situation at the spot, then I know that I'm doing things correctly. And the nice thing is that I...
And there's benefit.
Right. And I've got these guys here who, if I'm not doing it correctly, will say, you know, do this, fix that. And they're, you know, they're very hands-on in helping everybody. And I'm really impressed by
that. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we always say is form over reps. So don't focus on your rep count. Focus more on your form. Focus more on your form and your
breathing.
Do
3 correctly versus 10 wrong.
Exactly.
Okay. Are you guys doing another 90-day challenge that people can be a part of?
We definitely want to. We want to start something hopefully in January.
Okay. Which is when everybody wants to start working out. But also, because this is Thanksgiving and it leads into, we just finished the official beginning of the candy holidays, as I call them, which was Halloween. And then Thanksgiving and the gorging and the pies and the baked goods and
all the goodies.
So this is something to, if you pay more attention to what's going on now and what's going in now, there will be less work that will have to be done come January.
Yes.
Try to be mindful, people. I'm going to. It is the spot fitnessstudios.com in Park Ridge. Also to our texter who had asked the questions. Caesar has asked if there's a way that he can reach out to you. So if you could either text in permission to give Caesar your phone number and then he can text you, or an email and he will reach out to you as well, because he's a caring guy and he wants to help. So thank you so much to Caesar. It is the spot fitnessstudios.com. Scott Ramsey is going to stay with us.
Sure.
And talk about a new opera project that's coming to the city of Chicago. See what I did there? I just like, I multitasked with my guests. It worked out. Caesar, thank you so much
for your
time and your expertise. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez on WGN.